Yeah. Yes, you have my permission to record. From the top. My name is Detective Senior Sergeant Maria Daniels. I'm heading the investigation into wire fraud allegedly committed by Person A in the evidence file attached to this case. Yeah, right. Former head. We first became aware of Person A on the 18th of June of this year when money was transferred into accounts already monitored by my team for known fraudulent activities. Further investigation developed a considerable file of transactions that were flagged by multiple police agencies and then referred to us as the local jurisdiction. On the 5th of September, members of the Wire Fraud Task Force executed a warrant at the premises of Person A in relation to a 3-month investigation to suspicious movements of money to and from accounts registered in Person A's name. We found Katie in a highly agitated state. She was curled up in a ball and had barely taken care of herself in weeks. Person A. Person A was a wreck. They showed all the signs of a trauma victim, and that was my judgment based on extensive training and. No, an ambulance was subsequently called and confirmed not only severe trauma, but that Person A was in shock. She was treated at the scene and taken to a hospital under guard for further treatment. Her conditions included. No, I did not charge her at the scene. It was the judgment of the three senior officers from the task force who were present that Person A's state, the state of her house, and the condition of several computers near her when she was arrested count as new evidence and the charges were premature. And yes, I do stand by that. No, I don't think guilt can drive. Have you seen the photos in the file? Look at them. Look at them. Guilt doesn't do that. She had no idea who we were, let alone any idea that we were coming. She also didn't react as if she'd been caught doing something wrong. Hope, hun. She had hope in her eyes when she saw us. Everyone on the team that saw her said the same thing. Photos, right there. Flip through them. Three expensive computer systems thrown across the room. 89 through 112 show bloody fingerprints dragged across monitors. She still had a working high-end setup, freshly set up when we arrived. Boxes from multiple systems had been used as makeshift toilets. There was evidence of a partner at some point in the past. No children. We came to be aware of Person E while investigating Katie's social. Whatever, hun. Her social media was full of abuse from more than 200 antagonists, included threats of violence, extortion, blackmail, extreme harassment, and numerous messages proving they had obtained her private details. Yeah, that's the biggest chunk of my report. He'd been at her for months. I did say he, yes. That's where our investigation. No, not the partner. Have you read the report? This is. Do you have any energy drinks? Granola bars? Come on. Deodorant? Fine. Yeah, just give me a minute, hon. Yeah, yes. Yes. That's what the report says. That's what my team has been saying. That is what I'm telling you now. One guy. Yes, him. I don't know how. Never. Never have I seen anything like all of this. Seriously, have you read it? Right. We tried chasing down the accounts one by one. The emails and accounts behind them just kept trailing off into the mist. They were still being created after we pulled her towers back to the office. They were posting to every corner of the internet with her details, her life, some of the best faked footage of her engaged in. The forensic guys, they worked out that they were deepfakes, AI stuff. We're following up now, but it's all new tech. Vendors have not even seen it. Open source contacts threw up and then asked if they could see the code. No, we didn't. There were no signs anyone had entered or left the house except to accept packages for months. Her kitchen and bathroom were buried in home delivery packaging. No, no signs of children. Again, the partner has been investigated. It wasn't him. We found the guy behind it, hon. I'm telling you now. I'm just getting to... Four guys worked on a statistical model to track down the first abusive account. They found two patterns. The first was that about 2 years ago, Katie had a brief spike of negative press, and then it cleared up. Her social media presence dipped for a week, and then it took off again. Then about 5 months ago, a new pattern emerged. Accounts started appearing out of nowhere. They sent her abusive private messages. She blocked them. Somehow they kept sending messages despite being blocked. This is when we expected to see calls to get an ambulance, hospital records, anything. Nothing came up. Nothing at this point linked person A to person E. After a week, we have records of calls to her mobile phone account at the time. Same thing happened to her partner. This was about when they split up. No, not at all amicable. We had trouble getting the partner to answer questions about her without also taking swipes at her. So you have read the report? No, no signs of children. Working a cash job for a children's construction mob. Doesn't even have a phone. The partner wasn't hard to surveil, but does everything on paper. Taxes, purchases, mail, everything. Don't answer it. Wrong number. Might want to mute it for the rest of the interview. Unmuted itself? Don't answer it. That wasn't a wrong number, was it, hon? Yeah, the second pattern, it got worse. That was when the dodgy payments started. First, her accounts were ransacked. Then some more fake accounts appeared to act as friendlies. She latched onto them. They sent her money for food, rent, and eventually new equipment when she started trashing her existing gear out of rage. She couldn't leave. She'd seen the fakes. They had her over a barrel. One group of accounts trolling her, another using her trust to keep her going and hide the fraudulent payments. Mainly cryptocurrency. We didn't need to decrypt it. We could see the amounts being sent and the amounts being received. They weren't trying to be subtle. Yeah, one guy, about 200 fake accounts. Person E came up relatively early in one of the stats team's models. This was a week after we'd arrested Katie. Person A, sorry. So we still didn't press charges, no. The evidence that Person A was a victim, not an accomplice, was overwhelming. The boss agreed, hun. Person E wasn't hard to find. The model let us narrow in on utility accounts, and we got a name. Then on the 14th of September, members of the Wire Fraud Task Force executed a warrant at the premises of Person E in relation to a 3-month investigation into suspicious movements of money to and from accounts registered in Person A's name, as well as the harassment, extortion, and blackmail of Person A. No. We did not make any arrests or press any charges. According to forensic reports, Person E had been dead for 5 months when we found him. Dead at the keyboard, hands still on the keys. Nobody had noticed, nobody checked, nobody cared. Because I think the corpse was running the accounts. Because I think the corpse was running the accounts. Because we kept the model running and found the exact same investigation going on 60 times around the country. 32 people have been jailed for similar crimes to those which Katie stands accused. In every one, they found a dead body, alone, at the keyboard. Because his hands were still moving when we barged in there. Don't answer that. Don't answer it. Gods, you're a fool. Ha 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 ha!